brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is Thursday, the 15th day of September 2005. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Things are deteriorating visibly in Iraq as insurgents intensify their attacks on U.S. corporate forces based there in the Gulf. And the Pentagon plan rolls forward unabated. This has been their plan since the beginning. We have their own admissions. Also, with Hurricane Katrina, Bush gives it yet another speech last night and takes full responsibility for it. And remember about 2 years ago when in Florida that company was dumping thousands of dead bodies in a lake and throwing them in the woods and wild hogs and dogs were gobbling? Well, that's the same company that Bush has hired to deal with the bodies from Hurricane Katrina, and Bush was actually named as a defendant back in 2000 for criminal activities of the company here in Texas. And, you know, it seems like a petty story compared to the big earth-shattering things that are happening all around us. But just the incredible arrogance of not caring if we talk about it, not caring if we expose it. Just, yeah, I'll hire the same company that's done all this. That's who we're going to use because they're our big campaign contributors. It's just so overt. It's scary. So FEMA, Louisiana, outsourcing Katrina body count to firm implicated in body dumping scandals. And we've got one of the head lawyers, one of the head partners, Ted Leopold of Reese and Leopold joining us, who just won a massive, massive lawsuit against the company. Well, the Air Force Times really loved this headline, so they ran it, and it's from Gannett News Service. Federal troops should be first responders to natural disasters, experts say. So FEMA purposefully drops the ball, doesn't let food or water in, creates a crisis, accentuates an already developed crisis, an emergency, and then they blow the bugle, and why? Here comes the cavalry, here comes the army, they are saving us, and we need the army to run our lives and to keep us safe from the terrorist. So we'll go over this report as well. Terrorists unite to plot Iraqi civil war. This out of the Times of London today. Yes, anyone fighting is a terrorist. A terrorist mastermind has united insurgent groups in Baghdad to target the Iraqi Sunni Muslim community with the aim of bringing civil war to Iraq, the Times has learned. According to U.S. military intelligence sources, Abu Masab al-Zuhari, the CIA frontman, the man responsible for the bloodiest acts of terror in Iraq over the past 2 years, now commands thousands of fighters from various rival groups and is set to order future waves of bombings. Yes, he's just magical. He commands everyone. All these groups that hate each other magically work for him. He's been captured 5 times, killed 2. They never retract any of the captures or killings. And now he's back again. Why, if a pipe breaks in your house, in your basement, it was him. If a thunder booms and lightning burns down your house, it was al-Zawahiri. If Bush's approval ratings drop, it's him. It's him. He's everywhere. Run for your lives, Goldstein. Only Big Brother can save you from the wilds and the guile of Goldstein. Give up all your rights to the troops. They're here to save you. Goldstein will get you if you don't.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the 3 foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Criminal elements, corporate elements, non-free market elements, organized crime syndicate systems have fed our troops over and over again into meat grinders, into wars that are designed to be the most profitable for the defense contractors and their private banking owners. And that's exactly what's happening in Iraq. The Pentagon's own documents that we've made films about, that we link to on a daily basis, admit that they want martial law in Iraq. They never want a real government to be put into power. They never want a strong government, a good government. They want endless civil war. Divide and conquer. And so now there have been scores of bombings yesterday and today, just mass death. The bloodiest days to date. In the last 2 days, the bloodiest days since the supposed liberation 2+ years ago. And our troops are being slaughtered left and right, and they're also being trained in gun confiscation and checkpoints and breaking up families and people not having their papers in order and being taken to one of 32 camps, which are in many cases death camps. This whole thing, and the Pentagon admits it, is an exercise, is a drill, is a laboratory just like New Orleans is a laboratory of federalizing police from all over the country, sending them under joint command under the FBI, BATF, via NORTHCOM, or the North American Command. It looks horrible. It looks like the government screwed up. It looks like bedlam to you and I. But this booming, buzzing, exploding, sputtering, smoking is the emergence of the New World Order, or order out of chaos. Now, before I get into Iraq, and before I get into the body dumping scam and the criminal organization that Bush has hired to get rid of the bodies, just an illustration of the type of in-your-face corruption we're dealing with, and before I get into what's happening with the economy, there is just so much today. Paul Watson, by the way, is joining us in the third hour for one of his, I guess, biweekly reports, and his report from Prison Planet, and coming up in about 20 minutes, we have the head of a major law firm that just won a major lawsuit against Bush's buddies. Remember in Florida, all the thousands of dead bodies dumped in the woods, pigs and dogs eating them? Remember that? Well, it's the same company Bush has hired for the cleanup in New Orleans, because they'll keep their mouths shut and do what they're told. So that is coming up. I mean, in every case, Bush surrounds himself with criminal corporations. He has to. They know how to follow orders. They know how to break the law. They know how to get the job done. Just like a lot of your FEMA employees are hardcore criminals. We wrote a big article about that last week, pulling from multiple mainstream articles where they hire knowingly hardcore felons to be leaders. Because again, Stalin, Hitler, they all do it. They hire criminals. They open up the jails to find their cadres, because they'll do what they're told. They'll abuse you. But all that aside, look at this headline. Canadian official, torture can be tolerated. UPI. So here's the media, here's the government again. Torture is good. We'll get into that. But before I go any further and don't have time to cover it, remember 3 weeks ago the State Department listed conspiracy websites like Rents.com and others, and said that we're all insane liars. Why? We're probably funded. Well, they didn't say probably. They said we're funded by secret communist groups. Ah, yes. The State Department isn't communist. We are. And we are completely evil. And we are just liars. We say the government was involved in 9/11. Why, we even say China is selling body parts for cosmetics and organ transplantation. And then Steve Watson did an excellent analysis, a detailed analysis, from the State Department's own previous reports, where good people in the State Department had decried China selling body parts of political dissidents. Now, you got to love the richness of this. We criticize the communist Chinese for selling political dissidents' organs, for murdering people. I mean, the BBC, the Associated Press, even the New York Times has reported on how giant hospitals in New York are brimming with doctors treating Americans who fly back every day with their new livers and hearts and kidneys and lungs and skin. I mean, this is old news. This is like the State Department denying that George Washington existed. Literally. I mean, it's of the same level. By the way, that Urban Legend website, who Rumsfeld and others love to quote, I mean, they say that the claim that WMDs, you know, that the Bush administration said there were WMDs is a conspiracy. They say the claim that the Bushes flew out the bin Ladens is a conspiracy. Well, the State Department does the same thing. I mean, it's like saying Jesus Christ existed is a conspiracy. Saying George Washington existed is a conspiracy. Saying the sun came up in the morning is a conspiracy. And so we're evil, lying communist, and they give no evidence of this statement. We're evil, lying communists, ladies and gentlemen. because we say China is selling organs of people they've murdered. So figure that one out if you can. Well, here is the London Guardian, and literally, if you just type in Chinese cosmetics firm using skin from executed prisoners, if you just type that in, literally, there are like 50 articles plus this morning. And this broke yesterday. Chinese cosmetics firm using skin from executed prisoners, London Guardian. A Chinese cosmetics company is using skin harvested from the corpses of executed convicts to develop beauty products for sale in Europe, an investigation by The Guardian has discovered. And by the way, how did The Guardian discover this? Well, there are ads in cosmetic magazines. It's never been a secret. And they say, we use the skin from people we've killed. The Chinese government actually advertises. See, this is the thing, folks. They have public executions in sports stadiums in China every day. It's like a public sport or something. The public just loves it. And we've got Scotsman articles. It's in my film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. They have, 24 mobile execution vans. And in one city, five of them are based in one of China's biggest cities. And they just drive around, no judge, no jury. And if you've been caught stealing anything or if you've been caught criticizing the government, they literally pull up and it shows a young woman being choked. And they walk you out and they give you a lethal injection. And they hang you up right in the back of the truck, just like I skin a deer, folks. And they wrench off your fat and your skin and put it in one bucket and your organs in another. And it's just all over the place. They'll just stop at the, you know, down a little lonely road. They just do it in trucks. And people drive by, and there's the gutting going on. And, you know, you gut them, and the guts spill out in a big bucket. And it's just fun. And they show you the young woman being taken out. And the police are choking her with pleasure. They've got sick looks on their faces of pleasure getting off on it. And they kill you and hang you up by your ankles. And they gut you and do all the goodies. And the State Department says, I'm a commie. Really, I mean, it lists all these websites and all these patriots and all these good people. And then it just says, some of them are funded by communists. What in the world does that mean? This is Alger Hiss in the State Department, folks. Alger Hiss in the UN. This is ridiculous. And so it doesn't exist. Everything's fine. Go buy your cosmetics. Everything's okay. Folks, they've been putting dead babies from America in cosmetics for a long time. And they've been putting dead Chinese babies in the cosmetics for a long time. And they've been they sell babies for pharmacological use every day. And now they just grow the embryos and use them, and then there's no connection to a woman's womb, so they claim it's all right. So, I don't know what I can say to you or what I can do, but I guess the State Department says it doesn't exist, so it says agents from the firm have told would-be customers it is developing collagen for lip and wrinkle treatments from skin taken from prisoners after they have been shot. The agents say some of the company's products have been exported to the UK and that the use of skin from condemned convicts is traditional. See, it's traditional and nothing to make such a big fuss about. But again, if you expose the communist Chinese, you're a commie. With European regulations to control cosmetic treatments such as collagen not expected for several years, doctors and politicians say the discovery highlights the dangers faced by the increasing number of people seeking to improve their looks. Apart from ethical concerns, there is also the potential risk of infection. Cannibalism is very dangerous, folks. And make no mistake, this is cannibalism. Putting other people's fluids and body parts into your body, you're going to pay the Pied Piper. But, hey, it doesn't exist, folks, so everything's fine. They're advertising it openly. They say, we've always done this, but their friends, the State Department, say it doesn't exist. So I apologize, it doesn't exist. We'll be right back.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Government is not reason, it is force. It will abuse you if it gets big and unchecked. It always happens. It is a rule. It is a law of nature, a law of man, a law of history. And so you just trust the government and beg them to take all your rights away and don't mind the fact that police are wearing skulls and flaming skulls and daggers and Black Widow insignias on their hats and on their shoulders. And don't mind the fact they're kicking indoors, confiscating guns. Don't matter all the classic trappings of oppression. Never mind the fact they're already cloning embryos and cloning humans and using them for body parts. And never mind the fact they're melting people down and sucking their innards out for for use in cosmetics. Just deny it. And don't care about those humans' rights. Don't worry. Just care about yourself, and you'll be okay. And, you know, that's the fraud, my friends. All these yuppies and all these trendies and all these people, they think they get ahead because they burrow into the New World Order. They join the New World Order. They serve the system as little grasping yes men. And they think that if they only care about themselves, that somehow they get ahead. And when you have that attitude, you are wide open. You're going to be miserable your whole life. You're going to die friendless, loveless. You'll probably never even get married or have happy children if you do get married. And you'll wonder why you have all these fake, cosmetic, you know, glowing, golf-playing, you know, friends that could care less about you. It's all about posing and primping and playing the part of some successful, powerful person. And it means absolutely nothing. I see you on the streets. I look at you putting on your fake, you know, facade, fronting. And you giggle and you laugh about the tyranny. You think it's all funny, you idiots. The New World Order sees you as a cockroach to be stomped on. So make your jokes. China, is it selling organs? Well, I've heard neocons on talk radio. Well, if we're going to execute people, we might as well get their organs. See, they're just selling us on this dehumanization. Let's go to Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Calling you from New York City on a rather historical day. It was on this day in 1776 that the British occupied the city of New York. It was on this day in 1935 that the Nuremberg Laws were signed into law. And it was on this day, I believe in 1962, that there was a blast in a church in Alabama that killed a bunch of little girls. And it is on this day, at the present time, that we have a meeting of, I guess, people who pass for what we would very loosely call leaders. They had signed a treaty at the UN over the last 24 hours. And it's rather a strange piece of work. They outlawed the criminal use of nuclear weapons, which, okay, fine, that's an acceptable principle. However, they reserved and retained unto themselves the right of what they called an organized government or military to use nuclear weapons without any criminal
sanction. Yeah, what they're doing is authorizing what Bush has already announced, that he will preemptively use nuclear weapons on, quote, sponsors of terror or those that are harboring terror.
And in doing this way, basically, I guess, absolved himself and for other organized states, because I believe Putin was the prime mover behind this.
Oh, yeah, they're setting the precedent to start using tactical nuclear weapons on a regular basis.
And absolve themselves from any criminal responsibility.
And listen, I figured this out. Lots of neocon toothless followers, they're like moths to flames. I hear them on radio, nuke, let's just kill them. Kill all the women and children. Start nuking cities. They're actually so dumbed down, they're like a moth to flame. They just know that they sense the power, the raw tectonic titan-like power of thermal weapons going off, and so they just go, nuke. I mean, Ron, I'm glad you called in about this. This is in the stack. But why don't you not just talk about the bullying aggression of these world empires now moving to use nukes on defenseless people, but I want to get your comment on the slathering hags and bimbos and whores that love getting their hands on melted down Chinese slaves, and how the State Department says it doesn't exist as the cosmetic firms advertise the melted down slag of humans.
Well, anybody who believes that is naive. This has been going on openly, and the world in general has been aware of this, as far as Red China, for 20 years. You can go to markets in China, out-and-out open street markets, in which you can buy human embryos. Do you know that?
Succulent and delicious. And if you're with Al-Qaeda, Ron...
Please hold me over. I have one more thing.
Okay, well, I got a guest coming on, but he's not on for long, so after he comes on, we'll get to you. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with it? It's freedom. Delicious.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
People accuse us of being negative, of focusing too much on the bad things that are happening in the world. That's like saying if you go to the doctor with a broken leg, you know, the doctor is somehow bad because he tells you that you need to have a cast put on that leg. I'm sorry, we muckrake, we expose corruption. This is what we do. And when the communist Chinese are grabbing political dissidents and literally gutting them in mobile trucks and melting their flesh down so bimbos can have collagen for their lips, I got a problem with it, and we're going to talk about it. I don't care if the State Department comes out and attacks our websites because we discuss it. It's in the BBC and London Guardian today, so who looks stupid now? And when George Bush's buddies time and time again show a callous disregard for life, a callous disregard for people's remains, when Bush at every level is involved with seedy criminals and other dirtbag organizations, we're going to expose it. I mean, the guy is nothing but a giant trail and his brothers of SNLs and scams and bank scams, and it just makes me sick. Bill Clinton makes me sick. I'm tired of politicians that make Louisiana politicians look like saints, look like choir boys. Do you remember 2 years ago all the dead bodies with pigs eating them, wild hogs eating them, dogs eating them, thousands of dead bodies in a pond and in the woods and skulls everywhere? You give your loved one to them to have them cremated, and they just are so lazy they just throw a dead body out in the field? Well, long before that happened, the same company that subcontracted out to that ghoul was caught doing all sorts of things here in Texas. And we put a section up on Infowars.com about it. 2 days after the hurricane, I said, watch, they're going to hire Halliburton and have a bunch of bid scams and not even have bids. And yes, they've done it. Halliburton that feeds our troops rotten meals and gives them tainted water. Halliburton that runs all the other scams over in Iraq. Well, now they've given the same company that's been connected to just scam after scam. Bush has been named as a defendant before. I mean, it's just the dirtiest, crookedest stuff you can imagine. Always they're involved in it. And this company, I guarantee you, will keep their mouth shut about the real numbers of dead. They'll keep their mouth shut about the condition of the dead. And they won't let the media take photos of the dead. Troops are still threatening. It was in the San Francisco Chronicle and the AP 2 days ago that troops are marching up to mainstream reporters and saying, we kill reporters in Baghdad that show our operations. I mean, this is in major newspapers. So they're threatening basically to kill reporters if they don't keep their mouths shut about what's going on. So we don't know what's going on in New Orleans. But I tell you, for the people, and we're about to go to our guests, for the people that call for lawsuit reform, let me explain how this works. Are there bad lawyers out there? Yes. Are there frivolous lawsuits? Yes. But it's because we've become a corrupt society and because corporations are so out of control that we need to be able to have these lawsuits to hold them in check. But they want to restrict lawsuits so then nothing can stop them, so they can have their way with us. It's good that we have lawyers to fight the frivolous lawsuits, and it's good that we have lawyers to then go out and sue people when they need to be sued. All of these lawyers and these new crops of lawyers are a product of this corrupt, decadent society. They are not the cause of it. And I'm not kissing up to lawyers. I'm just simply stating the facts. And Bush wants to restrict lawsuits so they can do whatever they want to you. All right, now I'm going to shut up. Ted Leopold is one of the heads of his law firm, and we're honored to have him on the air with us today because now we have the headline, FEMA, Louisiana, outsourcing Katrina body counts to firm connected to body dumping scandals. And we, again, are honored to have you on, Ted Leopold, from Reese and Leopold, consumer justice attorneys. Thanks for coming on with us, sir.
Thank you for having me. How are you today?
Good. I didn't mean to go through that whole rant there, but, I mean, it's just literally this company that you guys just want a settlement against, they have got quite a long history of cockroach-like behavior.
If you look historically in terms of their business practices, they have been involved in litigation on a number of occasions over the years as it relates to the handling of bodies.
One of the most famous is that big news story, one of the biggest news cycles of that year, 2 years ago, just with the thousands of dead bodies everywhere, you guys just won a major suit against them for that.
Well, there were two suits that were brought down in South Florida as a result of the cemetery and the digging up of bodies and throwing bodies into the woods and misplacing bodies when they were buried, burying bodies in the wrong location, a variety of different issues. Many family members would go to the grave sites thinking their loved ones were buried in a certain location when, in fact, they weren't there. And that was a class action litigation as well as an individual litigation here in South Florida. Which
for those that forgot about the case, I mean, give us some details of it.
Well, basically, it stemmed from the fact that one day bodies were found in the backwoods behind the cemetery of SCI, which is primarily in the Palm Beach, West Palm Beach area, and down in Fort Lauderdale. And as a result, there was investigations done by the state government, there was eventually a class action lawsuit brought on behalf of the individuals for displacements of bodies, bodies not being buried in the correct location, just a variety of different aspects.
Well, I have a specific AP article here about wild hogs eating bodies, dogs eating them, just piles of them.
The fact that the bodies were out in the woods and it was determined that there were human bones that were back there, it was assumed and alleged that, of course, in these areas there's going to be wild boar and things of that sort in and around the area that in all likelihood would have gotten to the bodies at some point in time.
So they're just throwing bodies in the woods. Now, I dug out stuff from 1999, 2000, with Bush being named as a defendant in cases in Texas of the company running other types of serious scams. What is your take, sir, successfully taking this to court and winning, your take on the latest? I mean, does Bush have no shame that they've now hired this company to deal with the dead bodies, the remains of victims of Katrina?
Well, it's an interesting question. I mean, historically, if you look at SCI's background, there's no doubt they've had problems. They are the largest funeral cemetery crematorium facility in the world. And they've had problems, and they've been brought to task to have their full measure of justice gotten against them by litigants for their conduct. Most importantly, for these types of litigations, justice is very important, and these families need closure in terms of all of these bodies that are in cemeteries and what's gone on in a terrible situation in New Orleans. Fortunately, in Florida, as a result of what's happened here, the state government got involved, and there is now an examiner that has been put forward by the courts to oversee SCI's fixing of the cemeteries and making sure that all of the bodies are accounted for and the loved ones know exactly what has gone on. Whether or not SCI would be my first choice in overseeing what has gone on in New Orleans, I'm not so sure that it would be, but I'm assuming and hoping that there was a good faith due diligence in terms of a variety of different cemetery facilities that could organize and do all of this properly. I'm familiar with the lawsuit with President Bush. I don't know the details of it. I don't know how involved he was in it. I don't know what came of it, and I don't know if he has any stake in the company at all before he was appointed to be the governor of Texas.
Well, we know that they're some of his biggest contributors.
I have heard that in the past. Again, I would hope that the federal government would have done a due diligence in terms of investigating all of the companies that have the potential to take care of all of these bodies in New Orleans and help all these families to bring closure to a very, very difficult situation.
Well, it just shows the amazing level of arrogance. I mean, this is just arrogantly giving Halliburton the contracts, arrogantly giving SCI the major contract. It just, all of Bush's cronies, now they've turned Hurricane Katrina into their own giant private cash machine, and I would hope that if we find any impropriety this time, that SCI would get in trouble again. But do you think that all of their repeated spankings have adjusted their behavior?
Well, we hope so. I mean, we as attorneys who do consumer justice litigation strongly believe that one of the purposes of going forward with litigation is making sure that people understand and appreciate what a defendant, a company, corporation has done. We all want to be proud of our corporations in the United States. We all want to hope that they do the right thing. But when they don't, that is the purpose for our justice system, is to make sure that there is justice for those individuals whom they have harmed. And in past situations, clearly there have been instances where SCI has been brought to task because of their conduct. And the most glaring example is what happened here in South Florida. The conduct that occurred was clearly very disturbing and egregious in many circumstances. They are in the process of curing those situations. I hope and pray it has not happened anywhere else in the country where they run facilities, or for that matter in the world, because they are literally around the world. I can only hope that, again, there was due diligence in terms of picking the right company, and that there will be extreme oversight by the government in making sure that they do the right thing here.
All right. Well, Mr. Leopold, I really appreciate you joining us, and you guys have got some interesting press releases up on your website if folks want to go there and read more and learn more. It's ricilaw.com, R-I-C-C-I, law.com, and you can find it right there on the site. And thank you so much for coming on with us today on such short notice.
Thank you for having me. Have a nice day.
You bet. Take care. And again, we had this guest on today because compared to hundreds of deaths yesterday and today from bombings and shootings all over Iraq, and compared the gun confiscation ongoing in New Orleans right now, a giant training drill for martial law unfolding right in front of us, a microcosm of what's coming to your town very soon, folks. If we don't get the word out and stop this, you know, we've got the Chinese firms melting down, murdered political dissidents for their collagen so that bimbos can inject their lips and other things so they look more beautiful. You know, this pales in significance, but it just shows the ghoulish nature of these individuals and how all the scams in Texas, the dumping of dead bodies, this company is in the news all the time in Texas. Big fat cats connected in with, you know, funding the Swift boat idiots and just all of them. And it's a big joke. It's like Bill Clinton was surrounded by a bunch of slime balls and crooks. They all work together. And that's why I spent some time on that today. Let's go back to the calls. I'm going to let Ron finish up, then we're going to go to others that are holding. Ron in New York, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. By the way, you mentioned Bill Clinton. It was also reported in today's papers that he is sort of going to go on, I guess, a magical mystery tour in which he's going to develop his own form of United Nations and solve the problems of the world that are unsolvable. I thought that was pretty interesting. But
well, they're getting him ready for the Secretary Generalship in the next year under a reorganized UN. That is admitted.
That was what I suspected. But I want to get back to the original point that I made, and I want to direct this at people listening. Now, when people think that they engage in treaties, international treaties and law, which says an organized state or organized military or government can utilize nuclear weapons without there being any legal ramifications or repercussions, crimes against humanity.
And they're talking about preemptively, just nuke who you want, when you want.
Hold on, let me finish my point, please. People that buy into that, that government is always good, by that same logic then, the Soviet Union was an organized government. And if they had used nuclear weapons, and surely if they could have, they would have, all right, then I guess that makes the Soviet Union good, doesn't it?
I hear you, and I appreciate the call, Ron. That's Romans 13, out of context. Stalin is good. Hitler is good. Mao Zedong is good. If a governor is a Ku Klux Klan member and hates black people, well, he's the government. It must be good. And, of course, the Bible is nothing but prophets standing up against government and being killed. Christ standing up against the government. And then they said, well, you know, who is on this money? Well, render unto Caesar, you know, the things that are Caesar and the things to God that are God's. You know, they were trying to kill him on the spot. They were trying to get him to speak treason. And so Hitler's favorite quote was Romans 13, taken out of context. I mean, for that matter, why did the Israelites go up on Masada and die fighting the Romans? They should have submitted. They were evil. Moses was evil. Of course, he wasn't. Going up against the Pharaoh, up against Ramses, because Ramses was the government God put above him. It's pure bull, okay? It's total lies. But no, it is of the Lord. Hitler is of the Lord. Stalin is of the Lord. China is of the Lord. We must submit to it. We must do what it says, because government is God. Well, by that measure, the Founding Fathers were bad. Regina in Pennsylvania. Regina, go ahead. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I have to say that Rick Santorum thinks that China's great because they give us cheap products. Nothing to do with anything else, I don't think.
Yeah, they're great deindustrializing us. And
right.
The big corporations use China in economic warfare to destroy their competition and then consolidate power.
Right. He gets lots of power by, submitting to Captain.
Hey, it's a great product, melting down murdered people. It's good.
I had bought a shower curtain a while back, and it said actually on there, made in U period, S period, A period. I had got it from a store that's since been closed, and it had that information about the rights to the patent. You know, do you see that anymore, Alex? The fact that, you know, you can't, remember Phyllis Schlafly brought that up years ago under these free trade agreements. They can't interfere with the rights to the patent. Remember, giving all that away under these free trade agreements. But, you know, we should just lay down, I guess. Right, Alex? I mean, that's what they want us to do.
Yes, I think it's a good idea. We should all start eating babies for breakfast.
Oh, please. Don't
we ought to go to
there.
The store and just have them under plastic wrap and weigh it. And this is black Angus. This is red Angus.
We don't want to get into their confusion. You know, I mean, they really.
Well, the State
really
Department says it doesn't exist.
Well, so what? You know, I have this article here I wanted to go over real quick. Pittsburgh Post Gazette, Wednesday, August 31st, and I had to call in because it made me think of, I believe it was Police State 2, the takeover. Rick Santorum and oil inspector are really getting involved in this base realignment and closure commission. Santorum voted for CAFTA, but, you know, he has to save us on these commissions, you know, on these base closures. And it brings up the commission, the BRAC commission. They must be the ones in control. It isn't FEMA. It isn't our military. Do you know what I mean by the BRAC commission?
Sure. Stay there. I'll let you finish up on the other side.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm wrong to be upset about the Mexican Attorney General making his employees take cracker chips in their bodies. It shouldn't freak me out when 60 Minutes calls for all Americans to be forcibly chipped. I shouldn't be upset about Senator Biden bringing up forced chipping to Roberts during confirmation. It's totally normal. And China openly advertising melted down body fat for collagen injections. It's no big deal. I should learn doublethink. The State Department says it doesn't exist, even though the State Department's own website says it does and is horrible. And we shouldn't be upset about deindustrialization, Bush calling for even more trade deals. getting rid of our borders. I shouldn't be upset about the foreign troops, the armed foreign troops. I shouldn't yell and scream about it. In fact, in the next hour, let's talk about the NFL. You want to call in, talk about the NFL, how it's going? Let's not talk about your children's future. Let's just talk about the NFL. Regina, go ahead and finish up.
Speaking of the NFL, Alex, Lynn Swann's going to be running as governor in Pennsylvania. Anybody wants to go to a thing for the three candidates that the Butler stays in on October 10th?
Good. Let's talk football.
Well, you know, there's two other good guys. One other good guy, Papula, I've been watching. I think he's good. At least he has a record in the Senate. I can watch it. Bill Scranton, who knows who he is? He sounds like one of those archives.
Well, let's not vote for somebody good. Let's vote for somebody that played football.
Well, you know, they're already demonizing Papula, so I'm planning on going. You know, I hope other people show up, and they can call 724-368-3520 if they want to get tickets for it.
Okay, Regina, what else is on your mind?
Okay, now, the BRAC Commission... wants to send, it appears Rick Santorum and Spector want to do this thing with putting the aircraft, bunches of aircraft back in their C-130s, it's the 911 center right near Pittsburgh, okay? You know where I mean? It's the 911.
You're talking about base closures.
Exactly, and that's one of the ones that they want to close, okay? It's right near Pittsburgh, it's Moontown.
We're almost out of time.
Okay. It says that, Commission directs the Defense Department to turn the 911 base into an enclave that will be capable of supporting flight operations. It directs the Pentagon to establish within the enclave a regional joint readiness center to integrate military operations with homeland security and community-based medical support.
Yeah, do me a favor. Send me that article. Thank you, Regina. That's really important. All over the country, they'll, quote, shut down the old guard armory. And then next it reopens with the guard still there, the sheriff's department there, the FEMA command center there, the police department there, armored vehicles there, and then it's openly the new command center. Then the CIA puts an officer in there. Then it's drug interdiction and checkpoints. This is martial law. It has nothing to do with disasters, nothing to do with keeping you safe. This is the takeover. And I'm glad you called in about that, Regina. Folks, if you want to witness this, you need to get my film Police State 2000 or Police State 2 The Takeover. We also cover it in Road to Tyranny. There's my new film that I just came out with, Martial Law, 3 hours long, a mini-series covering 9/11, the latest police state developments, and the globalist master plan. That's the three parts. Be sure and go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the documentary films via the Safe Secure online shopping cart. Big discounts, by the way, when you get three or more of any of the films. We have some of the videos as low as $5.95 a piece. I also carry a bunch of other great books and videos by wonderful researchers and documentary filmmakers. Books on tape as well. So Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the Safe Secure online shopping cart, or call toll free to order 1-888-253-3139. And don't ever forget PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, all my films, all my weekly TV reports, and so much more. Check it out, PrisonPlanet.tv. Second hour coming up, a ton of news and your calls.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.